1064, request of Richard J. Theodore to address council regarding input and information on micro communities.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. My name is Richard Theodore. I'm a homeless veteran. I'm currently housed in the with Central City Concern in the Henry Building. And these are my concerns. I'm a veteran. I have no addictions, drug problem, alcohol problems, but I'm housed with convicted felons, pedophiles, crazy people, and I just don't think that that's a proper environment for veterans. Okay? That aside, I've even expressed my concerns to Mr. Blackburn, and nothing has been done. Okay? My only concern, and I want to thank Portland for all the resources they do have available to veterans. The Community Resource and Referral Center has been an absolute godsend and actually got me started with finding transitional housing and getting into the Henry Building. But my concerns are with the Central City Concern's efforts into finding veterans adequate housing. Okay, because I have no addiction problems, I don't fit into most of their facilities. Okay, I'm a 50% disabled veteran. I'm on a fixed income. I don't receive Social Security. But yet the only housing that they seem to offer me consumes 60 and 70% of my income. So my interest was extremely piqued when I saw you on TV promoting micro communities. Now, I'd like to find information about that. And when I went to my case manager, he told me, you won't be eligible. Well, I've received a HUD bash, Section 8 housing, just September 25th. One application, and I'm approved for housing. Hallelujah, I'm moving next week. Okay, yes, I'm extremely ecstatic about that. But it had nothing to do with Central City Concern. It had everything to do with the CRRC. They got me the voucher. When I went to my case manager and told him, I got my HUD bash voucher. Don't worry, you won't get it. They're reserving those for families or people with higher needs than you. If I don't have the need, then who does? Oh? So I'd like to find out more information about your micro communities because I like to be able to pay my own way. But I'm on a fixed income. I can't afford fair market housing values. But your proposal fits exactly the income criteria of Section 8 housing. It came out to exactly the same amount. So whether the government or the federal government or state government is subsidizing my housing or I'm paying the entire amount, it's still going to be the same. And this is what really piqued my interest. So I'd like to know more information. I'd like to know if there's going to be a percentage of these homes reserved for veterans that meet the income requirements. I just want more information. How do I get on the list?
That's great. Well, you came at the right time to the right place, I think. I hope you'll both leave your contact information at Commissioner Saltzman's office so the Housing Bureau can be in touch with you. And then also Josh Alpert in my office, who's working on the micro communities idea.
I have his card.
Very good.
I've tried to contact him. He didn't give me a call back.
Well, he's
just
been out of the
country.
Well,
just to be clear,
so
we don't have any yet. It's still a concept.
Yeah, so that,
I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what
I want to help promote it, and I want to advocate for it, and I want to see housing available to veterans.
Yeah, good. Now, what you were told is erroneous, as Commissioner Fritz said. It's still a concept, so who's eligible and who's not eligible is still a question mark. We don't know. And so,
I'd like to be a part of that process if possible.
Good.
Theodore, there's one thing you said, though, I want to correct. Because you said that Central City Concern didn't have anything to do with the VASH voucher. And there's a wrinkle that I want to share with you. The VASH voucher is the gold standard in vouchers for our veterans. It ensures that you won't pay more than 30% of your income for housing, but it also gives you access to services. So it's housing plus services. It's the most sought-after package that the federal government offers. And it goes to people who have served their country.
Yes, sir.
And the president said he wants to end homelessness among our veterans, which is a laudable goal. That system was broken a few years ago. And it was really because Central City Concern and nonprofit providers and the city and the county, and everyone got together and worked with the VA to fix it, that we actually went from being an underperforming to an overperforming jurisdiction. And the reward was we got hundreds of new vouchers. So I just want to acknowledge that Central City Concern actually did have a big impact on helping to fix a system, which now means that people like you who served get the voucher you deserve.
But out of pride for myself, I want to be able to pay my way. And these micro communities would give me that opportunity and other veterans to say that I'm doing it myself. More pride, more respect. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't want a hand out. I want a hand up.
Well, thank you. And again, I'm glad you've gotten in touch with Josh. We'll make sure he does likewise, and also with others in this building that are working on those ideas. So thank you.
I'd like to become involved.
Good.
Thank you.
We'll give you that opportunity.
I just have to say that a grateful country rewarding a veteran is not a handout. It is you have earned that, and I really appreciate your service.
I'd like to say one more thing. I'm from San Diego, California, and I believe their veterans housing program, unfortunately, is a bus ticket to Portland.
Well, we're glad that the federal government and this community have come together to give you that deserved recognition. As Commissioner Fritz said, it's not a handout. It's a thank you.
It was an honor to serve, so thank you.
Very much. We'll stay in touch. You do likewise. Thank you.